What's up, guys? Good morning. It is 5:57 in the a.m. I know a lot of people are probably getting an early start to your day. I just wanted to say, you know, hey, I hope you have a good one. If you don't mind, just letting me get some things off my chest, some things off my mind. I've recently hit a point in my life where I've always wanted to know something, and now I don't want to know the facts anymore. I wish I could go back and be one of the, you know, one someone like my friend, just someone normal that doesn't have to ask the question or point it out. But I'm woke, and it's a lonely game when you're this woke, because no one understands. Everyone's kind of, you know, they have their own plans. You know, I have my own plans, but I still want to be friendly and socialized. But I guess the people that I'm around aren't really ones to, you know, coexist with me and, you know, be in a free, loving friendship. You know, like, I don't need anything from you. You don't need anything from me. Hey, man, you ever have a hard time, call me. If I ever have a hard time, I expect to call you. But it's not like that, because, you know, people think that you'll be at their back if you show any kind of kindness. And that's fine. You know, it's all about what type of person you are. You know, you could be a pretty accepting person, probably a good helping hand. I know I try to be. I try to help out as much as I can. I'm going to see my grandmother today and actually going to help her out with some stuff. And she's all lonely. This bitch. I know it's not nice to call your grandma a bitch, but she's different for sure. I guess if you didn't know her, she'd be a hard person to deal with. But I guess since I grew up around her all my life, you know, I have the pleasure of actually getting to sit down and talk to her. And she's a nice, like, she loves me, I know. Like, and that's a good feeling always. But what's the point, I feel, of being loved by someone that can be so hypocritical at times? Like, she's got the same thing as my mother, as my mother's mom. You know, my dad's side of the family is kind of the opposite. My Papa Wayne and my TT, they don't really care. Like, they could see anybody and probably think, you know, oh, you're probably just a good old person, you know, fucking gauges in your ears, tattoos and all. They'd still invite you in and have a warm cooked meal, but my nana might fucking shoot your ass. But I love her, and I try to help out as much as I can. And I guess, you know, I was saying that I don't like being this woke, but, and how lonely it is, but, it's not that I don't know everything. It's just, I feel like I'm so close to the answers that once I get them, I'm not going to want to know what they are. Like, they'll be too horrifying. And the answers to what, you might ask, the answers to life, my good sir. I've been, you know, fooling around. I've played around with, you know, this life is a simulation. And then recently back into my religion, you know, I grew up Christian, and God had touched me a long time ago at a Christian conference I went to, and it was amazing and beautiful. And, I was very grateful for that moment. You know, I feel like, well, once you start to build that relationship with God, it is the best thing, you know, you can do for yourself, at least, because it makes your life here, it makes it have more purpose. And you like, purpose doesn't really, you know, you'll find your place. And you know, I'm not saying you have to follow a religion to be happy. I'm just saying that the journey that I've witnessed and I've been on, you know, Jesus Christ, man, he's, you know, apparently, like, I have a friend, Jake, and he says that he actually speaks to them, which I guess I'm not on that level yet. But, you know, I get feelings and, like, you know, whenever I pray, whenever I lay my head down, or, I mean, I talk to him too, for sure, you know, just for reassurance. You know, I look up and I'm just like, are you for real, man? Like, is this really the rabbit hole I've gotten into? That, you know, we're kind of, we, you know, because I say God is in me, so I say we are in. You know, I love him a lot, and he's a really great thing, and just he touches my heart, and I think that's something that helps me in these hard times not feel so alone. So if you've ever, you know, had a problem with feeling loneliness, you're not alone, for sure. The ladies nowadays, man, what the fuck. I had a girl hit me up at like 2:30 in the morning, and go ahead and get ready to judge me, because I pulled some white dude shit, you know. For those who don't know, it's I wouldn't know how to explain it, actually. Anyways, this girl calls me, you know, Snapchats me, and she's like, her Snapchat is just a picture of like a corner of her face. She said, I unfollowed him. Let's fuck. And getting that text at 2 in the morning gets you all fucking excited. I was laying down in bed about to have a night full of rest, and then, ooh, booty call. Ooh, that and that. Like, I jumped up. I got ready. I was like, you for real? Send me the address, cuz. I was like, oh, I'm about to get my dick wet. What? So, I go over there. You know, I'm heading over there, and she opens one of my Snapchats when I was like, are you for real? Like, I'm almost here anyways, you know. I won't make it a like total waste of my time. I was kind of happy to drive around and stuff, but pretty pissed that she ended up wasting my fucking time and just left me unopened all fucking night. And then I asked her about the next morning. Nothing, you know. We, like, if I would have pulled that same shit on a girl, like, I might have had a cop fucking come up to my door just like, hey, what's up, baby? You want to fuck? That's not how it works for guys. We got to, I guess, not do a whole lot of, if we go out and drink somewhere, we're only, like, we're almost 80, 70% sure, 60% sure we'll go get laid. I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm a decent-looking person, but I just, my friend, like, some of my friends, I swear they're uglier than me, and they have way better luck with girls, or girls just like them a little better, but I don't know if that they're actually getting laid from it, so, you know, money gets you laid, for sure, I will say. I ain't got a lot of money. But, you know, I wouldn't say I'm poor, you know. I could have zero fucking dollars, and I'd still say, you know, I feel pretty rich, just for what I know and what I've experienced through in my life. So, like, I've learned a lot about, you know, helping people is payment to me, you know, giving myself up for something bigger. That's what fills me at the end of the day. That's kind of like my bread. I love to put a smile on people's faces. I hate to, you know, leave a conversation or leave a place with someone mad or upset. You know, I try to do everything in my power besides give you my energy. Fucking, you know, your little peace of mind. I know I can't fix it all for you in the moment, but as long as I leave you on a laugh, you know, maybe you'll think back on that and just be like, he's such a stupid motherfucker, goddamn. Like, he didn't help at all. But then you know, it'll take your mind off whatever problems you're having. My dog's giving me the death stare right now. Like, it is 6:06 in the morning. I cannot believe you are talking this loud. It was a sleepless night last night. Got into watching videos and everything. I'm sorry if my voice is really scratchy right now. It is pretty early in the morning, and I guess I just haven't talked in, you know, 8 to 11 hours or something, you know. It gets kind of scary starting to think into your head so much. I'm so into conspiracy theories. I love conspiracy theories, or, you know, real life facts that are just, you know, manipulated and twisted, because they are calling them conspiracy theories. It's basically like calling them lies. You know, I don't believe they're lies. I believe there's a little bit of truth in everything. You know, like what people believe in. I guess if you told me that the sky was fucking purple, God, thanks. Wow. Anchor app, guys. It's a good thing to do if you're into podcasting or anything. It'll get you out there, get your name spread. I hope I touch a lot of people today or just some point by listening to this. I'm just some guy from Tennessee, you know. I'm 20 years old. I don't know. My life doesn't. My life doesn't matter. Oh, nah. It really, you know, pretty. I wouldn't know how to put it. You know, I guess I have good qualities. I have a. What is that called? Not potential, but yeah, I have good deeds within me. Fuck, I can't think of that word. Fuck it, whatever. Moving on. I feel like I can do some good in this world. Maybe help a few people. Not just, you know, if you need your fucking garden fixed, do that shit your fucking self. You know, I'll teach you how to do it, but I don't agree with being someone's worker, like a full-time worker of someone. That's something where you'll only need me for a little bit. That's how I feel. I worked at Discount Tire whenever I was, you know, junior/senior in high school, and it's a pretty kick-ass job. I do like that. That's a place where, you know, you can kind of feel like you're with family members, you know, just the guys you work with. It's an all male working environment, and honestly, I'd still be there kicking it with the dudes if, you know, they weren't their haircut policy. See, I got long, beautiful locks that I'm not gonna fucking cut for anybody, you know. It's just you know, it's just a me thing, you know. I like my long hair. I like having a beard, you know. If you're like uptightness about that, you know, this isn't the military, you know. It's supposed to be a free fucking country. And you know, I fucked up my elbow while I was working there and everything, and also, you know, I was a young adult, and I was fucking up some, and I'd lied about a few days that I'd missed, and the elbow kind of made me look, you know, I thought it made me look bad, but they still offered me my position even when I left. I was like, gosh, man, y'all are just some good-ass people. My man Steve, Discount Tire on, shit, New Salem Highway or whatever the fuck it is. Yeah, that's the fucking spot to be. That's the newest store they got. They'll get you in and out real quick, slap your tires on before you can say, slap your mama, I swear. Some good guys. It was a good place that I worked. You know, that was one good place that I had good working experience. You know, I've worked a few other places. I think I worked at Cedar Crest shortly after that, which is a golf course. I was running maintenance, and man, like, my friend told me how fun it was and everything. He had a good time. It kept him busy all summer. You know, I started there in the spring, you know, probably not the best time if you're in a, you know, looking to just jump into something like that, especially fresh off an elbow surgery. I fucking get there and I'm mulching like 50 fucking flower beds, and you know, then we aerate the greens. And if you ever done that, it's where it's like they run this big machine across and it plugs up these little hole, like the greens are like some kind of special pretty grass. I'm not like a big golfer. I didn't learn a shit ton there. I worked there for 3 weeks and I had to say fuck him. Like, Larry was a dick. A few of the Spanish guys were, you know, not too keen of me. I feel like they honestly wanted another Spanish guy to come in besides me, but you know, that's besides the point. I don't really care. I kind of feel like they like some of the white boys there, but it's really just because they can give them the most shit, like call them bitches and shit, and they just not know. Just some some hick ass motherfuckers that they're out there calling them putas and shit. And they're like, putas, what the fuck is that? You fucking, yeah, whatever. There's a lot of racist shit said. I guess we'll get into that right now. I try to be pretty centered when it comes to that. Like, I don't really see. If you see me walking down the street, no matter your fucking color, you got a fucking turban on, I'm gonna smile at you and wave. And if you fucking take it how you want, I'm not giving you special treatment. Sometimes if I don't look at you, then I just don't look at some people. You know, I can't smile and wave at everybody. You know, I hope everyone feels equaled by me, you know, because I don't give a fuck what you is, especially you ladies. I mean, I'll take any of you home to mama. I have mainly dated white girls, but I did date a black girl. Actually, I took a black girl who was on my track team to her 8th grade. I was a 7th grader. She was an 8th grader, but it was her 8th grade dance. And she was a really sweet girl, and I feel like I had a really good time. I felt, you know, a little shyer back then. You know, I didn't understand, you know, because she kept trying to dance on me, and I was getting a boner, and I was like, I don't want to say it. So that was my whole 8th grade, my first 8th grade dance as a 7th grader, trying to cover my awkward boner. But apparently everyone had one, because everyone was getting grind on, I swear. It's like, for some reason, the classes above me have always been so much freakier. Like, God, like, I guess our girls in our class kind of started turning freakier, but just, you know, later on down the road, like in 8th grade, they still weren't down to touch a dick, you know. That was fine by me. I wasn't interested anyways. I was infatuated with football and my muscles. I was a really skinny kid, you know. I played running back, though. I mean, I could get the fuck away from someone, but I guess I didn't really... I'm making excuses right now. I just wasn't that good. not as good as I could make myself sound right now, but I'm not going to get around a loop and tell a bunch of lies. It's just kind of like, fuck it. And then I played high school football, too, and I wrestled. I really liked wrestling. Wrestling was the shit. It's just, the SRO was our coach, and I smoke a fuck ton of weed, so it just kind of, it made our relationship awkward for more than the less, you know. But I loved him, Officer Jones, and then the criminal justice teacher too, Coach Baird, which was the coolest fucking teacher at Riverdale. Like, me and my friend Nick would fucking stand in front of his car, because, like, the bell would ring and his ass would just now be showing up to school. Like, this guy was worse about time than I was back in the day. And I'd show up late. Like, I'd be late, the bell would ring, I'm still walking to class, Barrett's showing up. I'm just like, you motherfucker. So we'd stand in front of his car and shit, and he'd flip us the bird and just kind of blink us out of the way. And it was just a good time. He was fun to fuck with, fun guy to talk to. I actually had his wife in 7th grade. She was my English teacher, Miss Barrett. She's really sweet. He was an asshole, but he was a really good guy. He meant well, and he told us if we're in the portables, which, you don't know what portables are, that means your high school probably has money. But Riverdale's been around since like fucking 1980, and they had portables, which were just double wide trailers turned into classroom with half ass AC and, you know, no water and shit. They were pretty awful in the summertime, but he would tell us, you know, kids, if there's ever a fucking school shooter showing up, don't be mad if I push one of you down, because it's you or me, little bitch. I mean, this is the most savage thing, but I told him I knew it was true. I knew he wasn't fibbing. I wasn't gonna run anywhere near him. I knew. I was like, oh shit, I gotta dodge bullets and Baird. Fuck. But he was a good guy. You know, learning criminal justice. I'm glad he taught us, you know, somewhat of some legit shit. Probably like one of the only legit classes that I remember. In a Spanish class, the only legit thing I remembered from that class is that learning Spanish is bullshit. No, I'm playing. I totally agree that as people, we should be more considerate to peoples that speak other languages. But at the same time, down the road, I think it could hurt some, because you just don't know what, like, you know, you might learn, I don't know, Spanish, is it anything like French? I don't fucking know. But say you learn Spanish all through high school and the world fucking ends and there's nothing but French people, somehow they all live and you don't know what the fuck they're saying. You just know we. But that was a very exaggerated statement right there. I don't really know. I didn't like high school at all. I didn't like school at all, honestly. It was pretty painful. I mean, I didn't ag it on myself for sure. I was always pretty quiet. I think it was because I always tried to be too nice to people. I didn't realize how people were back then. So I was an easy target for a lot of people. And so they'd fuck with me. But, you know, seventh grade rolls around. And, you know, sixth grade, I was pretty scared. You know, I was just scared of fucking confrontation. I still don't really like confrontation per se, but if you come up to me and scream, "Hey, motherfucker," then something's gonna get sparked to me. I don't know, like, I can defend myself for sure, like, that's what I'm confident in. But it depends what point you get me at to where I have to defend myself, is whether I'm a stop on your ass or not, because I got the endurance, bro. Like, I don't like to play, like, especially when it comes to beating ass, like wrestling and everything. I have the knowledge, and, you know, I've gotten into the scenarios, probably worse scenarios than most men would like to, you know, admit that they've been in. You know, you guys feel me, you know, just shit happens with your homies and you get into a lot of scruffles, you know, just scruffles. Scruffles. I don't know. Fucking, you get into some brawls with your homies though, and you just gotta, it's a big dick check, bro. You gotta make sure, you know, your homie's always gonna be checking you, see if you got the balls or not. You know, can you hang with the boys? Are you gonna be the one we make memories with? Which I was the first one to jump off a cliff or fucking, you know, do anything to impress my boys when I was that age, you know, fucking take a fat ass bong rip or whatever, I don't know, biggest bong rip, chug the beer the longest, fucking hold your head underwater the longest. Man, going out in the snow so you can lay in the snow the longest, like, hypothermia checks. The craziest thing I think about my friend group and my one friend Preston, who he's in the army right now, you know, I thank him a lot, I look up to him a lot. I wouldn't, when we were growing up and everything, our dreams were to be some, like, literally Navy fucking SEALs, because whenever Bin Laden got capped and everything, I mean, I was in, like, fifth, sixth grade, and, you know, we're talking about it on the bus. She's like, "Dude, you hear they got fucking Bin Laden?" I almost said Obama. I was like, fuck, that'd have been a blessing. But, yeah, they got Bin Laden, man, what the fuck? Like, who got Bin Laden? The U.S. military? The SEALs, what the fuck are SEALs? This stands for sea, air, and land. And when we looked into that, we saw the first Bud Class videos, and we started listening to the chants, "I don't want to be no Green Beret." And that shit's just fucking badass. We'd sing that shit and go around the neighborhood, watch videos of them, like, fucking crawling through the water and everything. We'd go to the Greenway, we'd crawl through the water and shit. I mean, we were SEALs before we even knew it. But obviously not, you know, I didn't join the military, and I'm not gonna join the military. He joined the military, and he actually went to a Ranger camp, I think, or not fucking Ranger, what is it called? This is like the Green Berets or whatever you want to call it. Some special forces. He was two sit-ups short, so he got dropped, and now he's going airborne, which I'm still so fucking proud of him. Like, you know, you can't blame the guy, you know. I feel like he really should have went to the Navy, though, and became a SEAL at the end of the day. Like, if he would have done that, I'd probably fucking... Well, I can't now, because I'm a felon. But if I could, for sure, like, I'd go with them any day. I'd still go to war, you know, if I ever had to, you know. But if they didn't let me over a weed charge, bro, you're not gonna let me go fight from die for my fucking country. That's odd. You know, this sounds fucked up to me. Cause I love this country, and honestly, it wouldn't be me dying for this country for sure. I'm a crazy motherfucker, and I just feel like I got the easy going mindset to where I would do pretty good. Even my own mother said, just maybe a few weeks ago, you know, she said, I feel like you'd have been a good military, you know, service member, like, because I keep the morale up around my people, you know. I don't let anyone get down or disbelief that this is the end, you know. It's never the end for me, you know. It is, in my eyes, this life goes on forever, and then you die and you go to heaven, and it's still forever, and it's just like, well, you know, the thinking of, well, when's this gonna happen? Well, this happens, so I guess I'm not gonna be able to do this. Like, that doesn't just not in my mind. Like, I don't put what I do into a math equation, you know. I put what I do into, you know, it's just nothing. It is the happening. It is the now. This is the moment. And the moment feels so fucking good. I'm glad I don't anxiety stress about, you know, anything that I'm gonna be or I want to be. I don't want to be anything, because I know I'm nothing, and you know, it's a good feeling. You know, I'm not really here talking to you, trying to give you advice. I'm giving you another worldly view out of someone else's eyes, who is your eyes, and I guarantee what you've seen in your life, I've also seen through your eyes. But, you know, I also have it, you know. It's all about personally, you know. People do things that I definitely wouldn't do, but there's, you know, some people that, you know, maybe I envy. Maybe I'm like, man, he made the right choice right there, you know. He didn't fuck up too bad, you know, coming out the gate and shit. He got his feet landed, he doing the life thing good. But honestly, I ain't seen a motherfucker like that yet. I don't care how much money you are, how much money you worth, or how much money you have. That shit, life is gonna happen to you, you know. And I would say, well, mostly, I mean, I love my parents, don't get me wrong, but dude, I love my grandfather. Like, holy shit, that dude, he's just so fucking cool. He's like, you know, my dad always preached to me, oh, you can always talk to me about anything, but I don't know, I might still, if I'm murk a motherfucker, I'm probably going to Papa first. Like, I ain't even lying, that guy's just so fucking cool. And it's like, we're almost like, me and Papa are almost more alike than him and my dad are. Like, me and my dad, I guess, We're similar. We're saying, you know, same genes, same ideas, but I'm more alike my mom when it comes to my anxiety, but all around personality wise, I'm just like my grandfather. It's crazy. He's a really good guy though. He served in the army. He, you know, got to go to Germany and shit. He worked for AT&T whenever, you know, before the iPhone, and they were actually a company. I'm not sure what he really did, but I know he got to drive up to New York and do some cool boss shit. But now he's a retired veteran, but he works at Lowe's, and it's like he turns 80 soon this April, and man, fuck. And that's kind of like my whole, I guess, what my drive is. I wouldn't say my purpose, but, you know, I wouldn't say we're fucking flat out broke or anything, but, you know, money is definitely fucking, you know, not been it's been a problem more than a solution, you know. I wish I could fix that, but at the same time, I'm 20 years old right now, and I don't fucking have a cent. And I have $6 and, you know, a few quarters and stuff. That's all I have in a beat up Frontier. And I live in my parents' house, and, you know, I'm grateful. Like, I'm glad, you know, I'm glad they're not making me work, right? Like, I have to work or anything, you know, because I throw these ideas at them, you know. I tell them I want to do, you know, bigger stuff. Like, I don't want to say that I don't belong into a 9-to-5. You know, everyone has to work every now and again. But, you know, I kind of took off and I worked pretty early. And I think I had different expectations back then. And I didn't really understand the money game. You know, what people really get into when they find a long-term career. Like, my dad's been working. You know, I'm from Columbia, but when we moved to Murfreesboro, he got the Nissan job, but he didn't get the Nissan job at first. He worked with Yates. So he got on from Yates, and, you know, it's been like a fucking 10, 11-year cycle. And, I mean, this motherfucker is still working his ass off, man. Like, it's just like my Papa Wayne, man. Like, Papa Wayne, I mean, he's out of work because of the coronavirus and everything. Like, thank God. But, you know, my dad... You know, I hear them still talking, and, you know, they're still buying shit, and they're still talking about retirement and everything, and I guess cashing out their 401. I feel like that needs to be, you know, just me telling them, like, I want to come home with a fat check one day and just be like, Dad, go tell Nissan to go fuck themselves, you know, like. You can finally start your own business. You know, he now is just now getting into the, you know, like, fuck, man. If I could start it back over, I'd do my own shit. I wouldn't work for any motherfucker. I'd start my own Nissan company or fucking car company or whatever. And, you know, I've worked for a bunch of assholes, but I've also worked for some good people. It's just, I don't quite agree with, you know, like, you got your very high up, right? So you got your owner of the company. You know, he might have worked a few days in his life to get where he is, but, you know, he's the owner now. He knew what it was like. He was either get shafted or start shafting, you know. So he starts shafting. He's got, you know, some guys doing some of his dirty work, you know, paying for, you know, marketing and everything, having to deal with those higher up. Elitist is what I call them, you know, a bunch of fucking brainwashing fucking fucks, man. The fucking liberal media, the media in general. I mean, I can't really say I know Trump's a good guy and he's like here to help us, but I don't know, you know, I don't think they, I feel like they're kind of leading him on. I mean, he says what he says, you know, and everything. Like, he's got his free will still, you know. I will say that, like, no one is talking for him but him. But I feel like they're just gassing his head up, making him worry, just trying to get him to slip, just trying to get you to slip, bro. It's all about, you know, they're using timing and precision against him. And I just feel like when it comes crashing down, Trump is, you know, he's gonna feel bad. He's gonna blame it on himself, but he's gotta know it's not his fault. You know, it is the fucking liberals, man. They are some evil fucking snakes, bruh. Just some fucking satanic spawns from hell that wanna make this place a fucking communistic fucking just cesspool. Wants to take everybody and run them into the ground, you know. Because they gave themselves up, they sold out, and that's all they're doing now is running themselves into the ground. So all I want to see is the earth scorch with them. But, you know, we can all, like, I know there's way more, like, there's a lot more better people in this world than there is bad. I do have faith in that, you know. I solely believe that, actually. You know, that's got to be, like, 100% fact, because for every positive reaction, there is a negative reaction. Every negative reaction, there's a positive reaction. You know, it's fucking the cat and dog show, chasing each other around. Or dog chasing, you know, it just goes round and round. Okay, so if you just let it keep cycling itself out, help people, care about yourself, love your mama, and just, you know, just pray to the man sometimes. Don't ask for anything. There's nothing, like, just thank him for everything he's given you. This fucking world is a beautiful world, and I try to cherish every moment of it. You know, probably last night, a few hours ago, there's just something about staying up all night. I get anxious, and I kind of just like, God, like, I'm really scared. Like, I really don't, like, you know, it's like, do I just give up? Do I just give in? Do I try to talk to the devil? And no, you don't try to do that. This is one thing he doesn't want me to do, you know? I mean, I feel like the devil really comes to me because, like how God is in me, I feel like sin is, you know, it's controlled by the devil. So he's around here somewhere. I won't say I live a sinless life, you know. I'd say I still got problems with some stuff for sure. Like, I had a hard breakup, and that kind of led to a lot of, you know, just feeling bad for myself and just not, you know, not believing in anything, and, you know, got me out of religion. It's crazy how a girl, I mean, she, like, when I dated her, I really didn't think she was that much, you know? Like, when it first started out, I treated her like trash. I was like, yeah, like, you know, it was nice, it was tight, thanks. And then, you know, she goes off and she reels me back in and breaks my heart a year later. I've never been in a relationship for a year. Never had, like, just wasn't lucky with girls in high school, you know, like, but it wasn't me getting hurt. It really wasn't them getting hurt. I mean, for the most part, I'd say it was mutual. I wouldn't say I totally shitted on any girls back in my day. Like, I wouldn't say I fucking deserved what I got, you know, even though I've been known to be kind of grimy. You know, I'm more grimy in what I say. I can be a little more bark than bite sometimes, but with girls, it's different, you know. I guess you can say I did have it coming from some angles of the spectrum, but that girl, what I guess I put myself through, I didn't deserve. And, you know, this is Austin talking to Austin. Hey, let me see your hand.